Good morning. I'm Julie Small, and this is the California Report. Governor Jerry Brown has signed a new law to combat sexual assaults at California's colleges and universities. The so-called yes means yes measure says a person has to give affirmative, conscious, and voluntary agreement to sex. Someone who is drunk, drugged, unconscious, or asleep cannot legally consent to it. The bill, the first of its kind in the nation, also mandates requirements for colleges to follow when someone reports a sexual assault. The governor also enacted a law to deter the sexual harassment of farm workers. The measure requires increased sexual harassment training for farm workers and their supervisors. Farmers can lose their labor contract licenses for knowingly hiring someone with a documented history of sexually harassing an employee. These changes were inspired by a series broadcast on the California Report in conjunction with the Center for Investigative Reporting and the Investigative Reporting Program at UC Berkeley. The governor also signed a package of bills to increase oversight of assisted living facilities and to boost their staff and training. Vote-by-mail ballots for the November election start going out today in some counties. One complicated measure voters will weigh is Proposition 46. The initiative's backers say it's all about patient safety, but it's a confusing measure with three distinct parts. In the first of a two-part story, the California Report's health reporter April Domboski explains Prop 46 was inspired by a tragic accident over a decade ago.
Troy and Alana Pack spent the day at their neighborhood Halloween party in Danville. 10-year-old Troy went as a baseball player, and 7-year-old Alana was a good witch. In the afternoon, they changed out of their costumes and set out for a walk with their mother down Camino Tasajara. Destination? 31 flavors.
Alana, she liked anything with chocolate. Troy, for sure, bubblegum ice cream, because he liked counting the bubblegums that he would get.
Their father, Bob Pack, stayed home. His family made it only half a mile down the road before the phone rang.
I received a call from a neighbor who was at the scene, screaming, you know, there had been an accident, and I raced down there.
A driver had veered off the road and hit Troy and Alana head on. Pack was doing CPR on his son before the paramedics arrived.
I remember telling him I love them, hang on, just praying that they could hang on.
Troy and Alana were pronounced dead at the hospital. In the months after their deaths, Pack's wife, Carmen, retreated into her Catholic faith. Bob Pack was angry.
I think for me to get through, I needed action, and I needed to take action for justice for Troy and Alana, and also for doing something that I thought maybe I could change to benefit others in the future.
Pack quit his tech job to become an advocate. Over the last decade, he's helped write 7 bills in the legislature and evolved into a savvy political player. But none of his efforts have been as big as Prop 46. Pack says one key issue that inspired the measure is doctor shopping. Investigators found the driver who killed his kids was abusing prescription drugs.
She had gone to numerous doctors saying that she was under different kinds of pain, neck pain, back pain, leg pain, elbow pain. And they, in my view, recklessly wrote prescriptions for her for thousands of pills.
And that's why Pack helped the state build a database where doctors can see how many times a patient has been prescribed serious narcotics like Vicodin or OxyContin. Prop 46 would make it mandatory for doctors to consult the database and would make California one of 9 states that requires doctors to check before prescribing painkillers to first-time patients.
That is the key to preventing doctor shopping.
Many doctors in California like the database, but they don't like being told how to practice medicine. Dr. Richard Thorpe of the California Medical Association says technical glitches have made the database unreliable.
The problem with the current way that the ballot measure is written is it makes it mandatory to have that database checked.
That's not the only thing doctors don't like about Prop 46. It would also change the law around medical malpractice. After his kids died, Bob Pack wanted to sue the doctors that prescribed drugs to the driver.
I set out and talked to about 8 lawyers.
They told him a 1975 state law limits malpractice awards to $250,000. That meant puny attorney's fees. Pack says he was told it simply wasn't cost-effective to take the case.
My reaction was, what? That's not democratic. That's not America. We all have the right to the court system.
Other states do have similar caps on pain and suffering, but some have ruled them unconstitutional. Studies have shown that medical malpractice caps limit access to legal representation for up to 95% of victims, particularly children and people whose incomes are so low they can't use other legal avenues to claim lost wages.
And so the victim gets victimized a second time, not only by the harm or the loss of a loved one, but then they get no accountability or justice through the legal system.
Bob Pack thought California's malpractice award should at least be adjusted for inflation, so lawyers would be more willing to take legitimate cases. Prop 46 would raise the cap from $250,000 to $1.1 million.
That will encourage additional lawsuits in the system.
That's Dr. Richard Thorpe again of the State Medical Association. He argues more lawsuits will cause malpractice insurance premiums to go up, and that could drive doctors out of California.
You'll start to see it become more difficult to recruit doctors to California, and you'll see doctors in the middle of their career start to look at it and say, maybe I could find a practice someplace else in another state where it would be more financially viable and I wouldn't have to worry about the same number of malpractice cases as I'm going to have to face in California.
County governments are especially concerned about this part of Prop 46. Many of them operate their own hospital or clinic systems and would have to use taxpayer dollars to cover the costs of additional malpractice lawsuits. The state's independent legislative analyst estimates that cost could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year. For the California Report, I'm April Dimboski.
There are other parts of Proposition 46 that might save the state money. Tomorrow we'll look at Prop 46's other hotly debated provision, random drug testing of doctors. Tell us what you think about stories you hear on the California Report. Send an email to us at calreport@kqed.org. That's calreport@kqed.org. You can also download our program as a podcast and take us with you. And if you're an iTunes user, you'll find us there too. And that's the California Report for Monday, September 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health, bringing innovative care to kids throughout the Bay Area. Learn more at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.